We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think Nick Nurse brings a little bit of crazy to a team. I think in terms of how strategic he can be for games, and that's intriguing. He doesn't always come off as like the nicest person, but you also don't need that if you're a good coach. I get my players ready for games and I get them out here to compete, and I'm on their side and I'm rocking with them. So, and they're rocking with me. I feel like that's good enough, but he's won a lot of games and he's had some great players and they've done pretty well when he was a head coach. So, I see why people like him.
Who was that again, Jack?
Drew Holiday.
Thought about Nick Nurse. He says that he doesn't come out. He's not the nicest guy, I guess he said there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, like, perfect. Yeah, like, I mean, I guess the reason with Nick Nurse to be excited as a Sixer fan is it's another voice that gets to try to figure out the puzzle of the 76ers getting past the second round. They need better talent. I'm going to keep saying that over and over. They need better talent. But also, like, if Nick Nurse can unlock kind of that last part of Joel Embiid that turns him into what I believe he can be, which is a champion, and he has that kind of talent. Like, that's what you're asking for right now. It's not about I've heard a lot of people say the X's and O's with Nick Nurse today, and he can do this and he can do that. Man, you got to get Joel Embiid in a Game 7 situation like that, coming out playing like a different player than he did this past year. So I hope he can do it. I hope he can do it. He certainly, his former players are raving about him. I saw Fred Van Fleet, who retweeted Woj's tweet and had a prayer symbol and then an arm that is flexing about Nick Nurse. So I know he's very favorable on Nick Nurse as well. So hopefully it works out, Ike.
Yeah, hope so.
Phillies and Mets tonight. When we were talking on Friday, we were kind of like, you know, we're hoping for a split. Now, they won the first two of the first three games, and then it was an early blowout on Sunday night. That game was over pretty quick. But still, I would say like a positive weekend to get out of Atlanta, 2-2. And now you got three against the Mets. Mm-hmm. And at this point on Sunday, their fifth starter, Dylan, is it Covey or Covey? Whatever it is, he was the guy that was signed off of waivers. He got smoked. He didn't even make it out of the first inning. When their fifth starter starts the game, they're 1-9 this year. So I know 1-4, you can work it out with a fifth starter that's not great. They just don't even have a guy that can go out there and give him five innings mm-hmm. and keep him in a game. So it's concerning.
Yeah, they got to figure out a way to win two out of three here versus the Mets. And they're giving Bryce Harper the night off.
Yeah. So, and that came out earlier today. I guess it was when the lineup came out, Jack, or maybe Topper was talking to the media. I don't know if he's talked since. But, yeah, Bryce Harper not in the lineup tonight. And, you know, they say it's just a standard day off. They wanted to
give basically said that so Thompson talked, I guess, like 5 minutes ago and said that they were going to give him 2 days here no matter what. So whether it was Sunday night and then Monday off or Monday and Tuesday. So this is like the designed pocket to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it has to be against your division rivals. But like, just do it Sunday night. If you want to do it, like, I know he wouldn't do it because it's ESPN and we got to, you know, make sure we're
and that's the reason,
showcasing
I mean,
the game.
I mean, honestly, it's Sunday Night Baseball. Bryce Harper should play on Sunday Night Baseball. So that's understandable.
Yeah.
But I guess it is, well, why does he need 2 days off in a row would be the question. And they can just say, oh, we just wanted to give him the extra day off. Yeah, but why? Mm-hmm. He hasn't been back for that long. If he's sore, which I would almost, I don't want to say assume, but I mean,
now that's what you have to assume. This can't just be for rest.
Well, I guess like they're saying, well, he's 0 for his last 10, so maybe they think, you know, it's slipping a little bit. But at the same time, like, he's...
Sure, if we want to come up with a reason, we can come up with a reason. My only thing is that the guy has been out and he only DHs, so why does he need an extra day's rest? That's not going to change.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that because Bryce Harper hasn't got a hit in 10 at-bats that we're giving him a break when we didn't even send him to AAA for rehab. The guy went straight to the majors and played. So to if you were that concerned about a warm-up or a start or what have you, then you would have did more to get him prepared so he could play longer, not just let him come out and play when he wanted to play. And then a few weeks later, he needs an extra day's rest.
Right.
Again, I'm going to go back to it. He's a DH.
Yeah.
That doesn't compute to me. He's a DH. He bats 4 times a day. Why does he need a day off for rest? He's resting through the damn game.
And not getting hit in 3 games, you're not going to sit him down so he can watch the game from the bench because he's struggling so much.
No.
He's not that type of
Bryce Harper.
He's Bryce Harper. Yeah. All right. Well, something we'll have to monitor. That's for sure. I'm sure Jack will have more of it coming up here on Leading Off with Fritz at 6.
Fritz at 6.
Yeah. How you feeling after the – because you put your arm out on Friday. You were shaking.
Me?
You.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
how
I was I was definitely, you know, worried. The weekend was more encouraging than discouraging, especially because of what Wheeler did.
Yes.
But I thought the offense was actually pretty good. Like, Sunday night they ran to Strider, but they did a decent job against him. So they're going to have to carry them for a little bit. Like, if you're going into games with Covey or McGarry or whoever is your fifth starter, it's on the offense to carry them. Like, we talk about this team versus the 09 team a lot because Hamels was bad that year and they didn't really have a great starting staff. The lineup carried that team until he got Cliff Lee at the deadline, and then he carried them for a little bit. So it's on them, and they got to figure it out. I think this last week has been a good start for that.
Yeah, it did feel like a positive last couple of days. All right, let's get to Justin in Tennessee. Justin, how are you, buddy? What's up?
What's happening, fellas? How you been?
What's going on with you, man?
What's up, Justin?
Man, just got off work, been listening to y'all all day. Hey, I like the top five today, man. That was pretty good. I liked it. I wouldn't expect him something like that.
Yeah, Jackie. So,
very dumb. Yeah, very dumb.
Those was a curveball every once in a while.
It was a curveball, and it was a strike, man. Threw it for a strike. That's all you can ask for.
So, Justin, do you guys do anything special on Memorial Day weekend? Like here, a lot of people go down the shore or whatever. Is there a lake or some attraction where people from your area go?
We got a lake just not far from the house here, man, like probably 2 miles from the house where the lake is, but we didn't get out because it was cold down here this weekend. It was unseasonably cold. It was like 52 degrees Sunday. It was horrible.
Wow.
But we was able to do a little eating and grilling, stuff like that. It wasn't too cold to do a little grilling. Got some hamburgers and hot dogs. That's my go-to, like this time of year. I heard y'all talking to Andy about that. Man, ain't nothing better than a good grilled hamburger and hot dog this time of year. You know, I like ribs and all that stuff, but it just lets me know summer's here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll. But something I seen, I guess it was, I don't know if it was last week or over the weekend on Twitter about Nolan Smith, where he called, I guess it was Sean Desai, after he was drafted, wanting his playbook right then. Like, can you get it to me? Like, get it to me as quick as you can. Man, I like that. That fires me up. And I know no OTAs around the corner, and my calling does slack off this time of year because I am more of a football guy, and I'm not as big of a basketball guy by any means. But man, I can't wait. I'm ready for Elliot to give us these updates from OTAs and stuff like that. I'm ready, dude. I love it. I love football. I watch the daggone XFL and some of the USFL, not a whole lot of it.
No, we found the one that does.
Yeah, they had the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was on yesterday.
Really?
I did. Yeah. I did not watch yesterday though. I didn't. We had a great weekend though. I hope y'all did too. Mark, seen you got the swing set for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Got the swing set. Had many children. Not only the swing set was up, but also the blow up water castle slide.
Oh man!
That I have in the backyard. Yeah.
Like I said, it's too daggone cold in here to do anything like that. It was like the high Saturday was 60 and Sunday was 50.
Really?
It was miserable this weekend. It sucked, but yesterday was nice. But I'm gonna have to up my game. I am. I've slipped off here. I've been doing a lot of working overtime and helping my neighbor in the hay field and stuff like that. So
In the hay field, huh?
Yeah, it's hay season down here. We got to start cutting hay. So I've been helping my neighbor out doing that, riding around on tractor. But hey, I'm always listening. Just know that. I may not be calling as often as I should, but I'm always listening.
We got you, Justin.
We need to do something. I'm not sure if it's going to be this year or next. My son, he wants to come up there kind of in between football, like when football starts and toward the end of baseball, so he can see an Eagles and a Phillies game.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's going to be this year. It may be next year for his senior trip because he's going into his senior year of high school. So it may be that's what he wants to do. So that'll probably be next year, but I really want to get something together and have y'all help me out, some things to do up there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'll have a meet and greet and everything with you.
Yeah, I'd like to come to Chickies and stuff like that.
Oh.
He wants to do something in radio. I've talked to Jack about this, and maybe if we could work something out for him to come in and maybe tour, something like that.
We got
tours, everything.
Yeah. Ava's having people coming in every week to sit here.
Yep. He can do a podcast with Andy from Defford, maybe.
Owen the intern.
I don't know if he can hang with Andy, bud. I don't know if he can hang with Andy. He's a little shy about stuff like that right now, but I told him he's going to come out of your shell when it comes.
Well, you let us know when you're coming up here, and we'll roll out the red carpet
for
you guys.
Damn right.
I'm telling you, brother, I don't think it's going to be this summer. I think it's kind of what he wants to do for his senior trip. I'm going to take a couple weeks off for work, but anyway, I'm going to get off here. But, yeah, I can't wait, man. Seeing that video of Nolan Smith asking for his playbook right then and there after he's drafted, I don't know if y'all seen that or not, but I figured I'd bring that up. But, I'm going to get out here and eat some supper and hit the hayfield, boys. I'll holler at you later.
All right.
Love you, Justin.
Yeah, hit that hayfield.
Just as long as he doesn't take travel advice from Tom from Vancouver.
Right.
Because he had the worst trip ever.
Yeah, Tom did have the worst trip ever.
A lot of delays.
A lot of delays.
You stayed in the basement of some...
Yeah, somebody had him captured. Yeah.
He's in Gary Heidnik's basement. He didn't even realize what he was doing. Good old Tom. All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2023s are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan, located minutes from everywhere on Route 38, online, mounthollynissan.com. Text line. Text line.
What Ike said about DeAndre Hopkins. I'd like to get him, but I don't think the Eagles will. What Jeff McClain heard Ike say about DeAndre Hopkins. I believe that Howie will sign him, package him with Jalen Hurts, and trade them for Bijan Robinson. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, good old Jeff McClain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if we started talking about D-Hop, will we just be doing it for clicks and attention?
Right.
And either, what do you say we needed to do? Get our brains, like, re-examined or something?
I forget. Yeah, but what did we say about DeAndre Hopkins? It's not a match as far as the Eagles. And we're not trying to pump it up to where it's actually something that's going to happen.
Yeah, the day I start giving commentary based on what I think Jeff McClain or any other writer is going to write about or think about is the day I'm going to need to stop doing this.
Correct.
They don't feed us content. We feed them content.
Yeah, the good ones should recognize that.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
I asked for basketball freedom and got a defensive-minded head coach. I'll see ya. James on the first flight to Houston.
Yeah, that really is the thing I'd like to know is what does Harden think about this?
Yeah.
Or does Harden, like, not even – it doesn't even, like – I mean –
Well, they just got a coach – You would think that maybe somebody would tweet something out positive about Nick Nurse from the Sixers, from a player standpoint. They're happy that he's the new coach.
Crickets?
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen anything either.
Yeah.
And Beadle has something good, though, I would think, off of their former relationship. I mean, like, they yell each other on the court. You know, they talk to each other in the
media. Or maybe Embiid is just deciding to stay off of Twitter.
Yeah.
In general. But James Harden, I would imagine if this – was not to his liking or what have you, then maybe he is out the door.
So was the offensive freedom, was that a message in the type of coach he would like hired, and then the Sixers counter with hiring a defensive-minded coach, which probably wasn't what Harden was looking for. You know what I mean? Like, you you just don't know how serious Harden really is about going back to Houston and how serious Houston is.
But the Sixers know, though.
The Sixers know.
They got an idea of what James Harden wants to do.
Agreed.
Yeah, they have an idea.
And the way they're operating, at least I think, is that they want him back, but they don't want him back at the price Harden wants to come back at, which is the 4 years. So they're willing to bring him back, but they're not gonna just overspend based on the want and the need of him out there with his demand. Because there might be a couple teams interested, but really only one team can do the 4 years. All right, what's next?
Good luck replacing me on the drop board with that guy. Doc on the 17th tee.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Yeah, we lost a great one.
I know. I don't think Nick Nurse is going to, you know, bring the same level of quality that Doc
I don't know.
Did.
He might.
He's a little fiery.
Yeah, that's all you need. The team is bound to underperform, so he's going to have to answer for that.
Yeah.
Like, that's when the feistiness comes in, is when you have to answer for why the team isn't meeting expectations. And what are you going to do about it?
Are you going to get one of his personal design hats?
I am not going to get any. Was that with the NN on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out on that.
It didn't pick up. It didn't catch on, by the way.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
So the real question is, what will Howard and how does Howard react to Nick Nurse? Is he happy about the hire, Jack? I didn't see any tweet.
I think he is basically like, this doesn't change anything.
Okay.
Howard.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. But
he's not moved by the coach getting hired.
Right.
Yeah.
But will Nick Nurse kind of give him a little pat on the head? And
I
then
don't think so.
Howard,
I think he'll be aggressive with Howard.
Right.
Which sounds great to me. Yes.
Right. Because he's obviously going to be advised on what to expect from the media, and probably the first person they're going to bring up is Howard, based on him being a pain in their ass for the last however many years. All right, what's next?
I'm coaching who now? Herb's friend that played basketball at New Haven.
All right, Jack, so do you know anything about Herb's lead assistant?
Yeah, I think like the guy he was talking about was at Bloomsburg and played baseball, didn't play basketball at New Haven. So I do know him, and I dropped out. So I don't think there's any basketball knowledge or history there. So I think Herb, it might have been a mistake on who he was thinking about. But
gotcha.
He sounds like he has a bang-up plan for sure.
Yeah, but Herb did put himself out there. If it doesn't work out with Nick Nurse, he's ready to step in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already thinking about a staff with this one guy that didn't even play basketball. So Herb's got to figure it out. All right, any more, Jack?
Can't wait to ask Jimmy Butler for a jersey to show my true fandom. Micah in Dallas.
Yeah, will he be at any of these games?
I don't know. Bleacher Report, I think, had him around last time. So, if he wears another jersey, though, I mean, it's just... Well, I
would
know.
Expect
to wear a Miami Heat or a Denver Nuggets jersey.
Yeah, well, I don't see the Nuggets one happening. It's definitely going to be Jimmy Butler. By the way, Jimmy Butler officially trademarked. Himmy Butler.
No.
Yep.
Trademarked Jimmy Butler.
Before the finals, too. I
mean,
Oh, man.
He wants to make a beverage company, I guess, after. That's in his post-career.
Gotcha.
Huh. Beverage company. Is that a soft drink or beer?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it, I don't know.
Oh, energy drink? Something? I don't know. All right, any more, Jack?
Is J.D. Drew getting inducted next year? Mark in Monco.
Yep, Scott Rolen is, though, into the Phillies Wall of Fame. The NBA Finals, the line on the series, Nuggets minus 450, Heat plus 340. Finals MVP, Jokic is your strong favorite, minus 350. Jimmy Butler plus 350. Jamal Murray plus 1,200. Pretty good value there, considering the big fourth quarters and the big games he's had previously. Caleb Martin plus 4,000 as well, if you're looking at futures right there. How do we feel about this series against the Mets, Ike Reese? Feeling good? Feeling great? Feeling not great?
Well, they're going to lose tonight.
Got Ranger going tonight. Curious to see how he looks. I don't think that Ranger has pitched as poorly as maybe the box score indicates. Jack, do you agree with that? I mean, he's had, like, bad innings.
I thought he was pretty good against – I mean, the Diamondbacks, the one inning was brutal. But other than that, I thought it was the best start he's had, obviously, because the two ones before that were a disaster. I think tonight's the night that Ranger gets back on track. But without Bryce in the lineup, it's like, you know, he could do it, but ultimately it doesn't matter. I think Ranger going out and being good tonight is probably the most important thing. Because they're not going anywhere if their third starter is bad.
Yeah.
You have no idea where you're getting Taiwan Walker. And the fifth starter is Ike.
Huh?
You're the fifth starter now. Yeah.
They might give you a shot, Ike. Ranger tonight, you have Nola tomorrow. And then speaking of Taiwan Walker, he goes against Scherzer on Thursday. That's a day game. So hopefully they get a win tonight. And we're feeling better about that going forward. It's a stretch where you have some. So the next week is the Tigers week, Jack. Next week you have Detroit.
Nationals and Tigers.
So it's Nationals at the end of this week into the Tigers. So that's one of those stretches where you really need to win, not only win both series, but you need to get a little bit of a run here. Put together a winning streak, and it's just been so hard with the starting pitching, how it's been so inconsistent. So this is really the time they need to turn it on, and hopefully this is just kind of Bryce needs a day off because he's achy or something, and it's not going to be something that we have to deal with going forward because they're a much different team with him in the lineup. Coming up next is Fritz at 6 leading off, and he'll lead you right into the Mets and the Phillies, first of 3, and we'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Hey, listen, if you're tired of dealing with those old inefficient windows in your home, then let's go Gaida. What about that drafty, beat-up-looking entry door that you've painted over more times than you can count? Then go Gaida. If you need added protection from the elements with a new storm door, go Gaida. And what about that sliding patio door or garage door that you've been meaning to replace? Well, go Gaida. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my friends at Gaida Door and Window, and they're helping you get your project started. How about this? No money out of pocket. 20% off all windows and doors, and you can pay it off interest-free 3 full years. So, 20% instant savings. Luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions do apply. Offers for a limited time, but what are you waiting for? It's time to finally go, Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GAIDA. That's 877-GO-GAIDA, or visit them at GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.